Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Ms. Wells, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Caroline. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Law. We're
Hiya.
helping you with your Scottish visas application.
Hi.
Hi. Are you okay to talk for a couple of minutes, Caroline?
Yes,
Okay, perfect. So, as I said, Caroline, my name's Michael. Just to let you know, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
And the call today is just for me to get familiar with your case,
Okay.
And explain to you, you know, what my job is and how we get you to, you know, getting some money from the redress scheme. So our process, Caroline, is we'll write to all of the local authorities that we're adjacent to or where your care settings were in at the time. And we'll gather as much information as we possibly can for you.
Okay.
What we'll then do is we'll then present you with this information before we present it to Scottish Redress, just to see if there's, you know, any memories, any more that you would wish to add to your statement. What we would ask, Caroline, as well, between now and then, if you have anybody that has, you know, witnessed the impact of your time in care. So that may not be obviously what happened to you in care, but has seen the fallout because of that.
Can that be like my husband and that, who obviously I met with later on?
100%, yeah.
100%, okay.
Somebody that understands, you know, how that, you know, the impact of you being in care has affected you.
Yeah.
You know, later on in your life and your adulthood.
I'm
gonna ask some quite personal questions, Caroline.
Okay.
Not too personal, but just, you know, a little bit around your adulthood just gives me a bit more of a scope so I can target these places to get more information for you.
Okay.
So that being said, Caroline, as obviously you were in care, have you suffered any sort of depression in your early adulthood or adulthood?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let me just make a note of this. Do you still suffer with depression or?
I suffer every single day because it's only now that I'm actually realising, and I think it's like the power of social media and stuff like that I'm actually realising the impact that actually, and that other people feel the same as me, because I didn't know that other people felt the same. I just thought there was something wrong with me.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but I didn't realise that. So it's looking like I've been, I'm trying to get tested for ADHD.
Okay.
So that's where, so if there was to be any monies or anything coming back, that's one of the biggest things that I would go for, because I need to get that sorted.
Okay.
I know that is all due to the trauma that I experienced when I was younger, and it was never picked up. So my behaviour just now is still the exact same, even though I understand it better, but the way it was when I was younger, and nobody picked up on it. That's the thing, and that's what makes me angry, because I didn't realise that trauma was actually a big thing. But it's only now that I'm realising. But they should have known that. They should have known, you know, what. We obviously don't know what was going on in my head, because I didn't feel if I could talk to anybody.
Are you okay talking about it now then?
I was also put into York Hill Hospital, and I was in there for a year. York Hill Hospital in Glasgow. And I was in there for a year. But it wasn't in care. It was actually obviously NHS. But it was about a psychiatric facility.
Okay.
And that was when I was 10. But I don't know. I just remember being there. I don't remember too much about it. I'd done six months where I stayed there all the time, and then I'd done like part time for 6 months.
Okay.
I don't remember. Yeah. And that's, I didn't put it in because it wasn't obvious in care. But I don't know what it comes
not
under.
Okay, but it could be all related to. The way that you said it is absolutely perfect. Is trauma.
It was purely trauma.
Yeah.
Purely.
Two sex. I'm not the
And then it was like, I was nearly, when I was younger, I didn't want to tell anybody how I felt because people used it against me.
Yeah, of course.
Same when I was saying about in care, when I was telling them that I was sore, or if I had pain somewhere, and because I had pain all the time, they, I get labelled as a hypochondriac. Whereas it was, and apparently this pain is, and I have got fibromyalgia now, and that is caused by trauma. That has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Okay, I am going to have to, you're going to have to help me spell that one.
F-Y...
Hang on one second.
B-R-O.
Say it again, sorry. Caroline,
F-Y-B-R-O.
Y-B-R-O.
M-Y.
If it's all one word?
Yes, uh-huh.
M-Y.
So fibro, F-Y-B-R-O, M-I-A-L-G-I-A.
Fibromyalgia.
And it's basically to do with the nervous system. My body's constantly in fight or flight, so I'm in pain constantly.
Nerves. System. Trauma. Okay. And where do you go to get your medication, or where did you go to get this diagnosed, Caroline?
The fibromyalgia was a doctor.
Was that your GP?
Uh huh.
Okay.
And that was in 2016 that happened.
And 2016. By GP. Okay, I am going to ask you for your GP's details.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that there. Okay. Yeah, can I take your GP's details, please, Caroline?
It is, I don't know about my specific doctor,
okay.
But it's Oxen Ward, which is O-X.
Yeah.
E-N.
Yeah.
W-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Oxen Ward Surgery, and that's in Kilwinning.
In where, sorry?
Kilwinning, same town as where I live.
Okay, I've got you. K-I-L. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm gonna, with your blessing, I'm gonna write to your doctor, in relation to the fibromyalgia. Did you say you suffered with depression, don't you?
I did. I've not been diagnosed with depression, but I have been on, so the tablets that I'm on just now are for fibromyalgia and depression.
Okay.
So it's like a kind of double kind of whammy thing. I also had trauma counselling through the doctor as well.
Okay. Just give me 2 seconds. Let me write this one down, and then I need to speak to you about your trauma counselling. That's a huge, huge saga for me.
I'm actually at work just now, so I've not got too much time.
Okay, I'll be as... I'm sorry, is it easy if I call you back?
No, it's okay, I'm fine for now. Sure. Nobody's looking for me yet.
Nobody looks for me in work either.
Well, they'll not be long looking for me.
Okay, so you're a trauma counsellor?
So I worked for the council, and they had their own CBT counselling. So they sent me to that.
CBT, sorry?
CBT, which is behavioural therapy.
Okay.
Something behavioural therapy. And then they said that they couldn't help me, so they sent me to my GP. So the GP surgery had a counsellor there.
Okay, do we know who that is?
I can't remember her name, but they've only got one, so they'll know.
Okay, so that'll be on your medical record.
That'll be on the record.
Okay.
So I went there, and then they sent me, they got me put on to this other counsellor, and that was for the trauma counselling. So I had something like 12 sessions with her.
Okay, give me 2 seconds.
And that was through the NHS. So that'll all be on it as well.
Perfect.
Can't even remember her name. Toll. Erin Toll, her name was.
Erin,
E-R-I-N. Erin, E-R-I-N-T-O-A-L. That was the last counsellor that I saw.
Okay, perfect.
But throughout the years, I've seen counsellors and stuff. But because, I think it's because menopause and that's hitting as well, that it's hitting hard because I can't mask anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm finding it, I'm actually struggling just now.
Yeah, don't blame you. I mean, I'm as a male, I don't know much about the menopause, but obviously I understand what you've been through as a youngster, and how that massively affects, you know, your adulthood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to write to the local councils for the Glen Rosa and Fairfield Care, also the York Hill Hospital.
I'm
going to write to them. I'm going to write
to Blair Baddock as well. I'm sure I was in Blair Baddock as well. There wasn't too much. I wasn't there that long, about 6 months, while I was waiting to go back to Glen Rosa. So I've been in Glen Rosa twice.
Okay.
Did you get the actual email that I sent back when I replied to an email? I think it was to sign a couple of emails ago.
What did you put back? I think I had to.
Oh, have you not? Right.
No.
I had to actually send. Wait a wee second, I'll see if I've got still got the email.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Just see if I've got it in my sent. No, I've not got it in my sent on my phone, but I might have it at home on the laptop.
Okay.
And I could maybe forward it to you.
Yes, please.
So would you be able to email me when we come off the phone, just so that it prompts me when I go home tonight?
Yeah, and I can find that email.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that'll just prompt me. I'm working for the next couple of days, so it might take me a day or so.
Yeah,
but I can forward the email to you and I can add on to it. Basically, it was an impact statement.
Perfect.
And it was to this, I don't know why I had to, I don't know if it was directly to the redress or whether it was something else that I had to sign.
It might have been to our front end team, the client care team.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll email you, just a bit of a heads up, here's our email address.
Yeah,
And if you could send me that, that would be amazing, because I could submit that on to Scottish Redress.
I would actually like it if I could put like a full statement on anyway, because it's quite hard for me to express, and there's always something that I'm going to forget, because my memory is quite bad.
So,
I prefer to write things down.
What we're going to do is, once I have all the information from the institutions, I'm going to come back to you, and me and you... If you're happy to do it with me, if not, I can get a female colleague to do it.
But it doesn't matter. I'm over it now.
Okay. So what we're then going to do is we're then going to go through a statement. Also, we've done at the minute, Caroline, just so you're aware. But we've also, we've just notified Scottish Redress that we are going to claim.
Right, okay.
So we're going to put a case together. That's all we've done. We've got an
application. So we're not even at that stage yet? Right, that's fine then.
So what I've got to do now is I've got to get as much information from all of these different, the local authorities.
Do you think there'll be still information because it's been so long?
Has to be.
Will they still? Because I thought they only have to keep it for 7 years.
That's generally, a lot of that is GDPR, if you like. Is 6-7 years, but that's mainly financial institutions, to be fair.
Right.
Medical records, we can go back tens and tens of years.
Right, okay.
A lot of these will be paper, could even be paper information as well. So I know Glasgow Council are massively backed up. So
would you be able to see the, can you get into my medical records then?
We can ask for them. I can't get into them, but I can ask for them.
So I would be interested because I think that the one for the NHS, the one at York Hill.
Yeah.
Because it's NHS and I had to see a counsellor and stuff like that. That would be interesting. to see, because that came before, I was only 10, so that came before any children's home or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your information. You can have everything. I
don't know if I'm quite ready to see anything like that back then, because I think, you know, they say be careful what information you ask for, because it might bite you in the bum. And I'd be a bit scared about that, because obviously I don't want to, like, relapse sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
But I think for my case, I think if they looked back, I think it would be quite interesting, because the initial impact happened when I was 3. So it would be interesting to see how things were, because I know that I was known to social services and to, you know, the NHS, because my mum was like, what's going on there? And nobody could understand what was going on with me.
Okay. So that's your kill, isn't it, in particular, that you may want some information when I get it?
Well, we can work it out. Once you get it, then I can work it out, whether I, you know...
But... Yeah, also, look, what I'll do is I'll tell you who I've got info from, what info I've got, and if you want it, obviously it's your journey, this is your story, it's yours, it's your information, you can have it, or you can decide to, okay, I don't really need that now.
Might actually be quite good for me, see, going back, and actually, I'll probably get more out of you than I probably will at the
Hopefully.
Closure would be good.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that we're doing. Not only that we're going to go for the highest monetary value we can get you, which you deserve, by the way, because you were massively let down. But if we can piece together some of your journey through, you know, information from institutions, then, like you said, that could help with some form of closure.
Yeah.
It could.
It means that I could get the help that I need, because I do need my diagnosis, just for my own.
Can you diagnosis on the NHS?
Not in the NHS. You're waiting years and years, especially as an adult. But it's like £2,000 or something like that to go private to get it. And then to get, you know, any kind of medication that I'm needing or anything like that, because I'm massively struggling.
Yeah.
So that definitely needs to be addressed. So that's exactly what I'd be seeking that for, to try and help myself just now. Because I'm struggling, you know.
I'm sorry,
I know, but I can recognise it now. I never recognised it before, which made it even worse.
Yeah, well, that's half the battle, I suppose, isn't it? If you can recognise and you understand it a bit more.
I do, and it's just the power of social media, you know, because there's other people the exact same. So.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to hide it anymore, because there is other people the exact same.
Yeah, not taboo anymore, mental health, is it, or any sort of...
Oh, I know, it's massive,
my son has, he's 6, he's been, well, he hasn't been diagnosed, but they believe he's got autism.
I know, life just now, there's a lot of folk on it.
It's so in the spotlight at the minute, and it's fantastic for, like you said, for people like yourself who recognize it and can relate.
I know.
And it's not a stigma anymore. It's not what's wrong with me. It's okay. There's other people out there.
I know. But I'm going to have to go just tonight because somebody's looking for me, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, I don't even need to give you that statement then. I can put it to you if you want.
Well, keep it for now. What you're best doing is keep it, and then we can add to it. Just really, really quickly, Caroline, just before we go. Do you understand that you could apply for the Scottish Redress yourself?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. There's other law firms out there as well that will apply for you, and they can, but will charge you, or will receive £2,000 from Scottish Redress. But we enter into a private fee agreement with you. It is a total no-win, no-fee, so I need you to understand that.
Okay. These are 20%, is that right?
Yeah, well, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that.
No, it's okay. That's fine.
Any questions, Caroline?
No, everything's fine. Thank you very much for that.
Love you speaking to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.